The thing is, when we talked about before about taking care, it's not only eating. You know that if you're driving 120 miles an hour on the highway, you are not fulfilling the mitzvah Ushmartim lenafshotechem me'od. You're putting your life in risk. You're not allowed to do that. So it's not only eating healthy. A person that smokes, also there's a problem. Anything that you're putting risk to your life, you are not listening to the mitzvah of the Torah that you have to take care of yourself. So it's not only nutrition, it's anything. So, of course a person has to take care of himself. And that's a commandment from the Torah. So yes, sometimes a person will be neglecting something and he will get the sickness from that, and it has nothing to do with coming from a spiritual place. But on the proof that it's coming from a spiritual place, because you see people that they smoke all their life and then nothing happens. And you see people that don't do anything and they get cancer, Hashem Erachem. So the proof is that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants something to happen, it happens. And if the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants something not to happen, it's not going to happen. It has to get dressed into nature. Everything has to get dressed into nature. So if Chas V'Shalom, a person is not doing a certain mitzvah, and as a result he's blocking a certain energy that's supposed to come to him that will make him sick, Kadosh Baruch Hu will choose how it's going to affect and where. So if whether the pain is going to come here, the pain is going to come here, there's going to be this sickness, that infection. So
I heard that, I know you're not allowed to lie, but I heard that in order to have shalom bayit, sometimes you need to say something.
So you answered yourself. You said sometimes.
Not
you're only allowed to lie
for shalom bayit.
For pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is when somebody is life-threatening.
Yeah.
And in some situations, in shalom bayit, you're allowed to lie a little bit. Okay. There are situations that you're allowed to lie. It's almost like you're allowed to desecrate Shabbat. If somebody is about to die, you drive him to the hospital.
Yeah, of course.
A woman is in labor, you drive her to the hospital, you feed her, you do whatever she needs, whatever you need to save a life. That's pikuach nefesh. So same thing with a lie.
Yeah, I don't lie ever, but sometimes in order to have shalom bayit, I have to lie to my husband.
So you have to. So yeah, sometimes it's better not to. Sometimes it's better not to talk.
No, but if he's asking me a question and I know it, but I know how is he going to react if I say it.
You have to be very smart, because sometimes your Yetzer Hara is going to come and give you advice, and he's going to tell you lie here and lie here, and it's bad advice. You have to be very. You have to be smart. How are you lying? Lying is.
I know my husband. I know when to.
Okay, I'll trust you.
Yeah.
Now that you said, I'll trust you. Baruch Hashem.
I know how he is, so I never lie, and I can't stand to lie or to hear anybody lie. But in order to have shalom bayit, I have to lie to my husband, because I know how he's going to react.
Okay. But you have to not get used to it too much. It's
no,
so much
no,
like
no,
telling...
Once a year.
Ah, once a year is okay. Once a year, you're good.
Once a year.
That's don't make it once a day.
Once in 4 years.
Baruch Hashem.